Good evening, folks, and it's time for Dodger Baseball here from Rec Park in Willimantic. It is time for Connecticut Twilight League playoff baseball. Tonight's game will be between the Weathersfield Dodgers and the Willabrew Ridges for tonight's contest. It is single elimination tonight as the Dodgers come in placed number 9 out of a 10-team league. They were just ahead of the 0-26 Singing Surgeons, who were just eliminated a few moments ago here on the same field. Also recent news, the number 6 Bristol Knights ended up defeating the Fat Orange Cap Brewers, who were far ahead in the standings in their first round game. So an upset here in the first round already. And let's see if the Dodgers can pull off an upset. They are playing the Willabrew Ridges, who are just one spot ahead of them in the 8 seed here in the tournament. So a big night for the Dodgers, being that they finished below 7th place. They will be playing single elimination instead of double elimination until they possibly reach the championship series. In that case, it will be a best 2 out of 3 actual championship series between the winner of the elimination bracket and the winner's bracket. So we'll be back with rosters here from Rec Park in Willimantic, Connecticut. It's first round action of the Connecticut Twilight League. It's the Willabrew Ridges and your Weathersfield Dodgers. And so we're back here at Willimantic's Rec Park tonight. A game that was scheduled to start at 8:30, now about 9 p.m., delayed by a half hour due to the past game that was between the Southington Aftershock and the Singing Surgeons. Surgeons who ended up finishing in last place this year, 0-26. Not quite an ideal record. However, anything can happen. Every team does make the playoffs. Singing Surgeons actually almost made a rally during the game. Finished up, I believe, a 7-6 final in that game, as the Surgeons managed to put up quite a big, I think, fifth inning. And scored 4 in that inning, came back from 7-2 to 7-6. And so they were starting to get the offense going and just couldn't finish the rally. So we're back here at Rec Park getting set. Round 1 action tonight. Just so happens Willabrew will be playing as the home team. This is usually Willabrew's home field. So the Willabrew Ridges taking on the Weathersfield Dodgers. Willabrew wearing the dark blue jerseys, gray lettering. No trim, and the Dodgers wearing the blue jerseys, white lettering, no trim on that. And Nico Piscopo will be leading things off for the Dodgers. So top half of the first inning getting set. Umpires tonight actually wearing red shirts, something we haven't seen in, I think, the entire season. And so here we go. First pitch is on the way. That one in there. Strike number 1. Look down the middle here. Along the first base line tonight. Actually, almost exactly across first base. That one will be called a ball. Outside. And here's the 1-1. That will be ball number 2. So now a 1-2 count. So the 1-2 count here, late night game in Willimantic. Swing and a miss. Strike number 2, and that evens the count up. 2-2. So a very late night game in Willimantic. About 30 minutes away, 30, maybe 40 minutes away from Weathersfield. There's ball 3 in the dirt. So quite far out of the way from Weathersfield to play the first round. This is also, there's swing and a miss, strike 3, and this will bring up Sager. So Sager will come to the plate, batting in the 2 spot tonight. I believe it is Zach Sager. So with 1 down, top of the first. Now, because they did finish below 7th place, they will be playing 1 and duns until that championship series at Muzzy Field. So it'll be tonight, and then there's foul ball, strike 1, with Pierce getting set to bat next. So it will be tonight's game, and then the next game in this series, which will be game number two, if the Dodgers make it. That one is cracked into center field. It is caught out in left center, and it is reeled in by the left fielder. So we'll bring up Brendan Pierce. And Pierce is getting set. Again, one and done's here, so if the Dodgers win tonight, they play another game, I believe either tomorrow or in a few nights here in Willimantic, and then that will be followed by the rest of the games being played. If they win two, they will move on to play at Riverfront Park. Swing and a miss for a strike to Pierce. And they will play at Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. If they win two games, here's strike number two. Looked a little outside, but will be called. So a lot of fields here at Rec Park, a rather big park. There's ball one. We're here at Roberto Clemente Field. There are two softball fields out along right field. And then behind us would be some basketball courts, and then off behind home plate. There's a big swing. That one is off the wall. And Pierce will run for it. He will get two easy standing up. And that one was almost out of here, off the wall. And a big double for Pierce. This brings up Hewitt. And so Hewitt will be standing in. Two outs, top of the first, and a runner on second base. Getting set. Kicks and delivers. That will be called strike number one. So an interesting venue here in Willimantic. Might be back in a few nights' time if the Dodgers win. If not, I believe we might have coverage to the championship series at Muzzy Field or the rest of the games at Riverfront Park. We'll post an update on that scenario. So possibly in the near future, the remainder of the tournament. So if the Dodgers lose tonight, we'll possibly have the remainder of the winner's bracket. That one will get loose. Pierce almost going for third, but it will hold it second with the ball getting away from the catcher. So potentially the rest of the winner's bracket out at Riverfront Park and then Muzzy Field. Or maybe just the championship series. Again, an update will be published on that situation as we will ask the league president for that. Here's the pitch. That will be called a ball. And with one on, two out, a big at-bat here in the top half of the first. We have seen the Dodgers jump out to early leads before, as seen with the Summer Classic against the Glastonbury Pirates. Jumped out to, I believe, an early five-run lead in that game, and it all fell apart around the fifth inning. That one actually fouled off. Sager in full catcher's gear now, almost coming up with a block there. So that one fouled off. Still set here. And now the pitch. Swings at it. Foul tip. That one will go behind the plate. Looks like Correa. That'll be Rob Correa will run out and grab the ball behind home plate near the backstop. Getting set. Kicks and deals. Inside for a ball, and Pierce will steal third. So I believe three balls, and now a runner 90 feet from home. All with two outs here in the first inning. Dodgers looking to jump out to an early lead here in Willimantic. Now an up high ball four. It was high and inside. And this will bring up Rob Correa. And with Hewitt on first, runners on the corners, two out, top half of the first inning. Big time chance for the Dodgers here. Rob Correa, all he needs to do, get an easy single. And the first run of the ball game will be scored. Strike one. Looked maybe on the inside. The 0-1 fouls it off, hits the post near the backstop, and that makes it an 0-2 count. So an 0-2 count. I think Correa's got the orders to swing away at just about anything he can. Admittedly, not a bad strategy in a situation like this, but here's the 0-2 pitch on the way. That one bounces in the dirt. They are going to send a runner home. He will jog there, and the Dodgers lead by one. With Hewitt getting to second, it is Pierce who comes across the plate, and the Dodgers lead by one in the top of the first inning. And a hot start for the Dodgers. Still with Rob Correa here. A 1-2 count after the wild pitch bouncing off the dirt behind the catcher. Big chance for the Dodgers once again. It looks like time is called here by the umpire. Everybody gets reset. Rob Correa getting set. And now the pitch. And there is strike three. Correa will strike out. So we'll be back with the bottom half of the first inning. Your score, the Dodgers 1 and the Ridges coming to bat. And we're back here, bottom half of the first inning. So if the Dodgers win tonight, we will see you tomorrow night here in Willimantic. So a big if here. It is Kwesner on the mound. Here's the pitch. Called strike number one. And Kwesner is on top with the 0-1 count. And now, the 0-1 on the way. Pops one foul. It'll fall actually just outside the confines of the park. And so an 0-2 count. Kent Dodgers up by one here in the top of the first. It was two quick outs, and then all of a sudden, Dodgers pieced it together and managed to bring one across. Kwesner fires one inside, ball one, and a 1-2 count. And now, here is the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three, and he gets a strikeout to start the game. Kwesner is getting it started slowly but surely here. And now the pitch from Kwesner. High and inside, ball number one. And his number 22 at the plate. And now Kwesner gets set and delivers the 1-0. Up high, ball two. So a 2-0 count. And here is the 2-0. Called strike number one, and now it's a 2-1. Dodgers and the Ridges faced multiple times this season. Dodgers finishing with 10 wins on the year, 12 losses, no ties. That one called strike number two looked a little inside, but an even count at two apiece. And now the pitch. And that one will go right past Correa at third base, bouncing into left field. And an easy single with one out. So there is the one out single. This brings in the next batter. One on, one out here. In the bottom half of the first inning, getting just a little bit colder here, colder than many of the games this year. And the pitch from Quesner. That'll be ball number one. So with the chill in the air, makes it feel like early season. And early season is when the Dodgers ended up doing it best, starting 4-0, 4-1 in their first five games. And it was 4-0 to start the year in the first four. So on top of their game in that opening stretch of the season. And now trying to bring it back to what that was like. There's strike number one. So look, that was the best part of the season, that 4-0 stretch. Got almost half of their wins for the season on that year. So definitely it was a hot start, and the year just did not continue the way it did in the early season. Here's another ball. So Dodgers did not have as good luck as they had hoped, finishing ninth after starting first in the rankings. And now the pitch from Quesner. Called a ball. That one looked in the zone. A tough call. And there is the pitch. A pickoff. Doesn't go. That is the second one of the game by Quesner. Perhaps Quesner's stalling for time a little bit here. It's the windup and the pitch. Runner goes for second. It's a high pop-up. This one, it looks like the catcher getting over to try and make the catch. It will fall behind the grandstands. Just not what they were hoping for. But now, two strikes. So looks like a 3-2 count. And there's another pickoff. He is safe. That one looked a little close. Ricky Brown starting out on first base tonight. Brian Finelli Jr. also back in the lineup. I don't think playing a field position, however. But he is back in the lineup. He's here tonight. Runner goes for second again. That will be ball number four, so the runner will get to second anyways. And two on. And so, still going here. The pitch from Quesner. That'll be called ball number one. So, with ball one here, Quesner checks second. Here's the 1-0. Well, check swing, but it's called strike number one. So a 1-1 count here. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. And a 1-2 count. Quesner getting ready for maybe his second strike out of the game. Would be also the second out of the inning here. And we might be in here for a long one. Pick off at second. He is safe. Looks like that is number 21 out on second base. I believe that might be Pierce. Quesner gets set, fires the pitch. It's a high fly ball heading into left field towards foul territory. It's hauled in for out number two. Both runners will hold, and there are two gone in the first inning. In seven-inning games. Interesting thing about the Twilight League playoffs, there is no mercy rule like there is in the regular season. And it looks like the catcher coming out to have a talk with the pitcher. So they dust off the plate here. So definitely an interesting start here Dodgers looking to hopefully hold this momentum and keep it going into the late innings. Again, 7 innings here for Twilight League Baseball. Just like high school baseball. And getting set, Quesner set on the mound. 2 gone here. Bottom half of the first inning, a 1-0 lead for the Dodgers with 2 on. Pitch from Quesner will be low, ball number 1. So low down the middle. And getting set with a 1-0. The windup and the pitch. Up high. That will be a ball, and they try to throw to second, and it just doesn't go. Pierce was ready for that one out at second base. And the pitch. And inside, but called strike number 1. He even bent out of the way, and it looks like he wasn't happy with that call, but strike number 1, and it'll be a 2-1 count. Don't forget, after this season, tune into the Weathersfield Eagles Athletic Network for the high school. So the high school team will be broadcasting special presentations of the state semifinals, if the teams make it that far, as well as, I believe, the Thanksgiving Day football game, or not Thanksgiving Day, but the big game between Weathersfield and Newington on Catone Field this year. There's the pitch, called ball number three. So a 3-1 count. So do remember there will be hockey and baseball as well for the Eagles Athletic Network, spanning a majority of the year, and then we'll be right back here with the Dodgers Network. And that will be ball 4, and the bases are loaded. And bases loaded for Kyle Quesner. Quesner is going to try and get the third out of this inning, get himself out of a pickle here. And Quesner getting set. Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom half of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Strike number 1. So a good start here, an 0-1 count. Getting set with the 0-1 count. Quesner gets set. Kicks and deals. Up high, ball number 1. So a 1-1 count. So with a 1-1. Here's the pitch for Quesner. Strike number 2. And now a 1-2 count here in Willimantic. Game number 1 of the playoffs. And for one of these teams, the only game of the playoffs. Here's the pitch for Quesner. Just a bit inside and high. And Quesner now with, I believe, 3 balls. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. And that was a good inning for Quesner. He ends the first with 1 out coming from a pop fly and 2 strikeouts. We'll be right back with the top half of the second inning. When we return, it's 1-0 Dodgers. And here we go with the top half of the second inning. It'll be Ricky Brown to lead things off. And Brown looking to get set and start off the top half of the second. Here's the pitch. That'll be low for ball number 1. And a good start for Ricky Brown here. A good eye. That one fouled off towards the fence. That will be strike number one, and it will even the count. That one again fouled off. Getting high and towards the wall. And the pitch. Called ball number two. And so two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 count here. Pitch on the way. Checks his swing. And they're going to call him out on the swing. Didn't go halfway, and that looked maybe a little lower below the knees. I don't know about that one. But that will be out number one. I don't know if Ricky Brown is happy about that one either. But this will bring up Christian Spooches, the coach and owner of the team. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses, strike number one. His brother Nico Spooches will be batting right after him. Next pitch on the way. Called ball number one. So with the 1-1 count for Spooches. Dodgers fought hard this year. There's ball number two. And just like the Red Sox, about midseason, fell on a bit of bad luck. So far, they managed to bounce back. There's strike two. Managed to bounce back, win a few more. Won about 10 games out of a 26-game season. Now in just high and outside, ball number, and that will be another ball. This team actually won almost half of their total wins of the year. And that will be ball four, or no, that'll be called strike three. This will bring up Nico Spooches and two quick outs here. So two quick outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike number one. But again, those first four games brought in the almost half of the wins they had this year. That was about 40% of the wins overall. Lost the other 12 on the year. Did not tie any. Actually, that totals in. There's strike three, and they strike him out. And we will go into the top half, or sorry, the bottom half of the second inning when we return. We'll be right back. It's 1-0 Dodgers. And now the bottom half of the second inning getting started. It'll be number 13 to lead things off. So the Dodgers still up by one. Quesner still on the mound. Is Brown over at first. And Pierce at second. Correa at third. I believe it is Sager still over at catcher. And here is the opening pitch of the inning. That'll be low and getting away from the catcher. Ball number one. And the pitch for Quesner. Swing and a miss, strike one. So the 1-1 count. So now, here's the pitch. That will be called strike number two. So two strikes, one ball. Or one ball, two strikes. And now the pitch. Up high, ball number two. That evens the count, two apiece. Quesner still looking to just try and put away this inning, or at least put away the first out of the inning. And now the pitch. called ball three, just a bit outside. So now I believe a 3-2 count. And here's the pitch. Called strike three. Thought he was going to walk. So he flipped the bat away and started walking towards first. It was strike three. He definitely thought that was going to be a ball. And this brings up the next batter. Quesner had him on the ropes there. Just dances it into the strike zone. So this with one out. Here's the pitch. That will be strike number one. And here's the pitch. Up high, ball one, and a 1-1 count. So with the 1-1 count, gets set, and Quesner kicks and delivers. Check swing goes off his hand, and I believe that will be strike number two. Just off his hand on the check swing. Not what he wanted. Quesner getting set, looking for another strikeout here in tonight's game. Bottom two, getting closer to the halfway point. It's been a rather quick second inning. Here's the pitch, way up high. Ball number two, and again a 2-2 count. Quesner has some good pitches, but also just has had some trouble dialing it in. And the pitch. There is ball number three. So again, a 3-2 count. And now Quesner gets set. Here's the pitch. Ball number four. And there is the walk. This brings up number seven. And so with one on and one out here. And actually, Christian Spuches will call a meeting on the mound with Quesner. Take that time to bring in some sponsorship here. The Weathersfield Eagles Athletic Network broadcasting baseball and hockey next year. Catch the excitement of WMRP ice hockey. Made it to the semifinals last year. Also the excitement of WHS baseball. And baseball being the last sport to win a state championship for the Eagles. Made it to the second round, lost in extra innings. First extra innings loss of the season. And where it all began, at Newington Ice Arena. That will be coming in the winter. And then a new addition, special presentations of semifinal action for teams that make it that far, as well as the big game between Newington and Weathersfield, possibly still working out the kinks for that one. Quesner fires strike number one in there. It looks like number seven doesn't really agree with that call, just talking with the umpire about it, but getting set with an 0-1 count. Here's a pickoff. It doesn't go. And the pitch. Ball number one. And that one is a high fly ball going center right. They'll get under it. Center fielder makes the grab. Two outs and no throw on to first. They'll throw to the cutoff man at second base. So two outs and one on here in the inning. And the pitch. Cracks one again. Center right. He dives. Oh, he didn't have it. It looked like he might have had that. I don't know. It looks like the ball came loose, however. Looks like he had it. A right fielder, but just not quite in. Two on, two out. Bottom of the second here for Quesner. No one warming up for the Dodgers in the bullpen. So no one warming for Weathersfield just yet. Also no one warming for Willebrew. Willebrew actually bringing on their next batter as we speak. It looks like took a little trouble to get that going. Here's number 22. He'll be batting. Big chance for Willebrew to bring this game and tie it at one. Also another interesting fact about the playoffs, other than the no mercy rule, there's also no ties here. Here's strike number one. No tie games. They will play until there is a winner, unlike the regular season where they can call it quits on a tie. They will play extra innings, or as I've been told, they'll play overtime. They simply just keep it going until there is a winner declared. Quesner getting set, two on, two out. Pitch on the way. That'll be low for ball number one. Or no, I think it'll be ball number two. And a 2-1 count. And the pitch. And the throw back over to second. It gets away from him. However, the runners will hold. Throw back on to second. Pierce just did not get a handle on it. That could have been the out over at second. Looks like some arguing between the Willebrew dugout and the base runner. So Willebrew, it looks like some conflict with the team. Here's the pitch from Quesner. Ball number four, and that will load the bases. Quesner just struggling on the hill tonight. After the first inning, this is the second time tonight he's loaded the bases. It's been one per inning, each with two outs. So he needs one more to get, again, out of a jam here. It's just been a little bit of a struggle at the mound today for Quesner. Come with success and struggle, a few strikeouts, but now also a few big problems. There's strike number one. So a rather big field out in center field. It looks like it comes to a corner out at center field with the walls. They're nearly coming to a corner, so a very deep field. We have seen them slug it out to left so far today, and that appears to be the spot everyone's going for. There's a ball from Quesner. This looks like the big target tonight, the big target, is going to be left field. Also, we've seen some of them go to mid-right. That one fouled back, going towards the parking lot behind first base. Will bounce off a Jeep back there. And so, here's the pitch. Low in the dirt, and another ball. And again, Quesner just seemingly struggling here. And here's the pitch. Pop foul just over the bleachers. Now in hard contact with the dirt and rolling into the grass. And now getting set, Quesner. Still there. Two strikes here. Here's the pitch. And another ball. Still one more strike. Ends this half inning. Brings us to the third. And Quesner will take his time. Pivotal pitch here. A ball, he walks in the tying run. And a strike, he brings everybody into the top of the third. It was a quick start to the second. However, later on, it dragged on. Here's the pitch. Swung on, high ball. And will fall within the confines of the field. And another foul ball. So a hit could drive in potentially two and give the go-ahead run to Willebrew. A walk would drive in the tying run, and a strikeout would end the inning. So multiple outcomes, and only one of them would be good for the Dodgers. So the odds are not very good here. There is ball four, and the tying run will come across. It is a 1-1 game here in the first round. Again, a one and done here in this part of the tournament. So, Quesner, still struggling on the hill, walks a run in after walking the bases loaded. Quesner needs to just get his composure here. If he can get his composure, can definitely fix this game. Pitch in there. I believe called ball number one. So not what Weathersfield wanted here for the bottom of the second. Here's the next pitch. Inside, ball number two. So with two balls here. A 2-0 count. 2-0 pitch from Quesner. Ball number three, and now a 3-0. Quesner with a 3-0 count on his hands. Here's the 3-0. Strike number one. So he gets the first strike, and I think if you are the Willebrew batter here, you would just not swing at any of the coming pitches. Take your chances and just not swing until he gets the second strike on you. That would be most likely the route to go. Here's a pitch. Walks in the second run. And that is two coming across in walks. Spooch is going to come out and call a meeting. It is 2-1 as the go-ahead comes across on the walk. Still the second inning. And with the go-ahead across, it is a 2-1 game. Willebrew has control here. Potentially the last game of the year. It looks like they're going to call in the center fielder to get the pitching job. So Quesner goes 1 2/3 innings, allowing two runs, both of them on walks. So the center fielder, that is number four, and it looks like a pinch runner for Willebrew here. Pinch runner, and I believe number seven, it will be Hewitt, who will come on to pitch maybe the remainder of the game from the second on. So we will be right back. Hewitt is now your pitcher for the Weathersfield Dodgers. We'll be right back. It is 2-1 Ridges. And so, it will be Hewitt to get things started. He needs one out, bases loaded, and he's given up, and so far two runs given up here in the inning. Pitch on the way. Strike number one. And Hewitt able to get a first pitch strike here for this one. Dodgers just looking to try and close out the second inning, get to the third. Here's the pitch. There's strike number two, and Hewitt one pitch away from closing what was not the ideal second inning. It looked like Quesner had it going pretty good. However, he loaded the bases for the second time in the game tonight in this inning. Here's the pitch, called ball number one. Quesner loaded the bases twice and then kept the bases loaded, walked in two runs, just could not get the pitches to go into the strike zone. That one hit will fall into shallow right field. Here comes one across, the throw to the plate. It gets away from the glove, and two will score. A runner will advance to second. That is a two RBI double, and it is 4-1 Willebrew. And in an elimination game, Willebrew picking it up. So Willebrew picks up the pace here. Just not what they needed. So Hewitt will give up two runs as well. So Hewitt and Quesner both giving up two runs. Hewitt doing it on one hit, and Quesner doing it over the length of almost the entire inning. There's ball one in the dirt. Winner plays tomorrow night here. So the winner will play tomorrow night here at, I believe, 7 o'clock. Here's the pitch. Fouls one way back on a hot shot. So winner advances again, one and duns. Loser of one of the winner bracket games comes down to Willimantic and will play here. Again, another night game. This game was supposed to start at 8:30, so just about over an hour ago, the game was supposed to start. It started 51 minutes ago at 9 o'clock, now almost 10 o'clock, and the longest broadcast we will have seen, or the latest broadcast this network will have. That one fouled off. Two strikes. The latest time we will have ever broadcasted a game will be tonight at around 10 p.m. It was already the latest time going into 8 p.m. It's the pitch. Swung on, fouled into the Dodgers' dugout. I think even the softball game out, maybe right center field, might be advancing quicker than this. And here's the pitch. Popped fly ball coming shallow left field. Left fielder getting under it. He makes the grab, and we will go to the third inning. So we're through with two, and it is 4-1 Ridges. And so here we are, top half of the third inning. It is number 10, Brian Finelli Jr., who will lead things off for the top of the third. Dodgers down by 3. An elimination game here. Fires the pitch. Called strike one. Finelli Jr. trying to get something started here. There's ball number one. And now the pitch. Called strike number two. That one not a very good call. That one looked like it was below the knees, near the dirt. That one fouled off for still strike number two. A one and two count to Finelli. So with a 1-2 count, the pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike three, and Finelli goes down swinging. This brings up Nico Piscopo. And now, here is the pitch. That will be strike number one. And the pitch. Fires one. That one foul. That one actually over the fence and over the cars. So just missing and going over the fence. One down, two strikes now. Piscopo, landing himself in some trouble. Here's the pitch. Chops, another one foul. This one coming towards the bullpen will fall just short along the fence. So here we are in the top half of the third inning only. So an 0-2 count here. And the pitch. That will be ball number one. And now the next pitch up high and outside. Ball number two. It evens the count, two apiece here. And the pitch. Line towards the shortstop. Oh, bounces off his chest. He can't find it. And that will be a single off the air. And Nico Piscopo on base. Going off. Looked like the collarbone got under him and then behind him. And he just couldn't seem to find the baseball. Springs up number 26. And the pitch. There's ball number one. And the pitch. Swung on and missed by Sager. So the 1-1. One ball, one strike to Zach Sager with Nico Piscopo on base. That one is cracked center field. It is hauled in by the center fielder, and Piscopo will head back over to first. So now, I believe two down in the inning. This brings up Brendan Pierce, number 21. That'll be Hewitt, who stands on deck. As Nico Spooch is at third base, being the base coach. And the pitch. Skies one foul coming towards the bullpen. It will bounce in the bullpen and roll towards the fence. So one strike. And now with one on, pitch on the way, and that'll be 0-2 to Brendan Pierce. And it looks like Pierce settling in the 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fouls one to the backstop. And the pitch. Skies one foul again towards the bullpen. Dropping in the bullpen there. So still an 0-2 count here. Brendan Pierce in some trouble. And here's the pitch on the way. Looks like that will be ball number one. So a 1-2 count. Pierce staying alive here, top of the third. Here's the pitch. Cracks one. It will go over the third baseman, or bounce past him at least. Piscopo flying around second, almost going for third. He will hold at second base. And a runner on first with Brendan Pierce there. This will bring up Hewitt. Hewitt on base with the runners holding. So it will be so Pierce now on first. Here's the pitch. That will be strike number one. Pierce and Piscopo both on base. Piscopo on second. Pierce on first. And here's the pitch. There is ball number two. And time will be called, I believe, for the batter. I believe, actually, it's a 1-1 count. Getting set. Tries a pickoff at second. The ball actually got loose, and it looks like 14 might have made contact. And they're going to get into a scuffle here. That looked like Piscopo and the second baseman, maybe the shortstop, got into contact. Looks like the shortstop shoved Piscopo off of second base. It looked like Piscopo might have gotten in the way of the throw. He will be awarded third base. The shortstop threw him off him. Threw Piscopo off the shortstop. And then they almost, it looks like Piscopo threw something, maybe an elbow guard at the shortstop. Almost got into a scuffle, and it looks like one of the players now throwing his glove. He's going to get tossed from the game. And one of the players getting tossed from the game from Willebrew. Both runners being awarded a base. It will be now Pierce on second, Piscopo on third, and some words being exchanged. Looks like that might be number eight, who is leaving the game for the dugout. Definitely some tempers flaring. The bench is almost cleared, actually. It looks like the Dodgers dugout out of the dugout now and in full force standing along the grass. Looks like they're yelling back, and it looks like the player now maybe coming back onto the field. Or no, that's going to be a substitute. Looks like the player from maybe around the home plate area behind the backstop still yelling. It looks like the pitcher, number 15, now arguing. Or not the pitcher. Number 15, it looks like the first baseman was just arguing. And now everyone going back. One ejection made in tonight's game. Two total in the night. We saw one in the Southington Aftershock game. Our batter flipped his bat. The umpires are going to talk about it. That was definitely something in the action. Suddenly heating up on a chilly night, again feeling like early season baseball in the evening. A chilly night here. Looks like all the players will head back. A shortstop being ejected. That was exciting. No matter who you're rooting for, no matter who you are, you've got to say those kinds of situations got to bring some excitement into baseball. But again, it looks like the ball got loose and maybe a shortstop threw Piscopo to the ground pretty much, almost shoved him down. Piscopo got up, threw an elbow guard at him, and they almost got into it. And ball number one. After the ejection, it looks like the shortstop just standing around near the bench. Just out of there. Certainly not what you had expected coming into this game. There's ball four, and they walk Hewitt. So Hewitt will take his base, and the bases are loaded. Time is called, and this brings up Rob Correa. We've seen an ejection one other time, and it wasn't even an ejection. It was a, looks like a, was a bench restriction, and that came to Nico Spuches earlier in the year. He was restricted to staying on the bench. There's strike one, and that was early on in the year back at Weathersfield High School, and now an ejection occurring here in the playoffs. Correa swings and misses for a strike. But wow, we did not expect it to escalate this far. Swing and miss, strike three, and that puts away the inning. So we will go into the bottom half of the third inning. It looks like, again, it looks like maybe Nico Spuches. I can't tell who that is. That might be Piscopo getting into it with number 22. Now they argue. Piscopo still mad here. It looks like maybe number 17 said something, or number 22, and now everyone arguing. The benches appear to be empty. Two players going back to the dugouts. Now everyone going back to the dugouts. Benches clearing on their respective sides. No fights. However, all of the players out of the dugout, arguing amongst themselves and each other, as well with the umpires. And the umpires clearly did not expect this. Hewitt coming back to pitch. Teams are still getting ready. And it looks like Nico Spuches is getting talked to by one of the umpires. Clearly not what was expected coming into tonight. And so, it's definitely an interesting game. 10:08 at night. Clearly a late night game, and the late night tempers flaring here in tonight's game. Bottom half of the third inning, it looked like the pitcher for Willebrew said something. Piscopo got over to him, almost got into it. Second argument for Piscopo tonight in this same inning. One with the pitcher, one with the shortstop, near fights. And it looks like a throw from Piscopo almost into the bench is almost hitting someone here in the stands. And wow, just an all-around interesting third inning, and we're only halfway through with it. So only halfway through with tonight's third inning. Now getting set. We have, actually, that is the first time, I think, in our broadcasting history we did not cut to a break in between an inning. So in between innings, I think that was the first time we've not cut to a break after that. So that gives you a sense of what is happening tonight. Number 13 will bat here. Here's the pitch. Ball number one. So top of the third, no runs scored. In another inning, we will have reached the midway point. That one fouled back. So after three outs, we will have successfully made it halfway through the game into the fourth inning, which is what I like to call the midway inning. That one again fouled off. No balls and two strikes, and it looks like now it's Brendan Pierce and that first base coach getting in with it. The first base coach might have said something to Pierce. Pierce saying it was over. And it looked like the umpire talking to the first base coach. First base coach might have said something back to him. So it looked like Pierce said it was over. And the first base coach had to fire back. He wasn't talking to him. The home plate umpire having to intervene. Here's the pitch. That one will be a wild pitch getting away from him. Certainly not what we had expected out of a third inning. The baseball game, still the early goings. It appears the first three innings tend to be the longest innings. And as it turns out tonight, the action-packed innings tend to be tonight. First three innings tonight tend to be the longest and the most action-packed. We're not even through the third inning, and we're an hour and 4 minutes into the broadcast tonight. So if you've skipped ahead, that is completely fine. If you end up doing so to get to the later points in the game, if it took an hour and four to get through three innings, to get through four more must be maybe another hour or so. taking us to about 11 o'clock. There's the out at first. The catcher, Sager, ran out towards there, maybe to follow him down. So definitely an interesting first three innings. Definitely the softball game that's happening around right field. Definitely getting along quicker than what we have here. Spinning about an hour. There's a pitch in the dirt, ball one from Hewitt. So now an hour, 5.5. Waiting to get to the fourth inning in a game that started late already. That one fouled down the first baseline. Strike there. So a game that already started late. The eighth inning, or not in the eighth inning, was an 8:30 start time is what I meant to say. And then the game actually ended a little past 8:30. The game before this, preceding this game, ended at about 8:30. So keep that in mind. There is another ball. So this game didn't start till 9 o'clock. Actually, 8:57 if you are precise. There's ball. No, that'll be a strike. Strike number two. So this game started about a half hour later than it should have. That one fouled up and over. Will fall actually on top of the fence. That one certainly interesting. On top of the fence out there. Something you don't see very often. Here's the pitch. Fouls another one off. The same spot. It looked like Nico Spooch has got up to grab the foul balls, and then he sees another one. That one actually rolling down the hill towards a little fence along the bottom of the hill. Right where the hill starts to drop. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. And number 18 goes down swinging and two gone here in the bottom of the third. And one more out and we will have been successfully halfway through tonight's game. Took about an hour and 10 probably to get there. I'd say there'll be the third out in the next 3 minutes. So it will have been successfully an hour and 10 minutes of broadcasting time to get to that point of halfway through the game. Strike one to number 7. He swings and misses. Albeit, broadcast was definitely interesting. There's ball number 1, and it evens the count at 1 apiece. Definitely interesting. One ejection made. Almost 2. Almost 2 fights broken out. The bench is clearing twice. There's strike 2 on a swing and a miss. So certainly the third inning has to probably be the best one of all. But still, Dodgers are still down by 3 in a 4-1 game. That one called strike 3 and he puts away the side. We will finally make it to the fourth inning. About halfway done in tonight's game. We'll be right back. It's 4-1 Ridges. And so here we go with nobody out. And Ricky Brown will lead things off. So with Ricky Brown starting things off here in the top half of the fourth inning. Hopefully it's 1-2-3s all the way through. That one, I believe, was ball 1 to Ricky Brown. Here's the pitch. And ball number 2. And the 2-0 chops one foul and makes it a 1-2 count. Sorry, a 2-1 count. Or no, it is a 1-2 count, so apparently 2 strikes. And the pitch. Strike number 3, and Ricky Brown goes down swinging. This brings up DeRosa. So DeRosa coming over, almost had words with the first base coach a little bit. You can see him staring off there, or you couldn't see him. This is a radio broadcast, but definitely happened. And tension definitely getting thicker here. Fouls one off for strike one. DeRosa now with a 0-1 count. And the pitch to DeRosa will be low ball number one. Remember, this is a one-and-done series, so they have to go undefeated until the championship series, or then it is a best-of-three title series at Muzzy Field. There's strike number two with a swing and a miss. And the pitch. Checks his swing, but they call it strike three. And Nico Spuches will come to bat next. And with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning, almost down to their final nine outs. The final three innings approaching as well, so the end of this game coming quick. There's strike one to Spuches. And it looks like the pitcher here for Willebrew on a mission here. And trying to get Willebrew into the next game. There's strike number two with another swing and a miss. Clearly trying to get Willebrew into tomorrow night's game here in Willimantic. There's strike three, but they will tag him along the first baseline. And a very quick top of the fourth. And Nico Spuches spikes the bat and kicks his helmet. And he's going to get told that is enough by the umpire. Spiked his bat, kicked the helmet, and again, some more frustration building here in the playoffs. So, we'll be right back after a very quick top half of the fourth. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth. It is 4-1. And we're back here at Rec Park in Willimantic. Roberto Clemente Field here. And we are set for the bottom half of the fourth here at Roberto Clemente Field. Rec Park in Willimantic, and some tension definitely growing. Almost another ejection was made. That was almost handed out to Nico Spuches, very frustrated in the past inning. Spiked his bat, kicked his helmet, almost got ejected. We thought we were going to come back with an update on that situation or something you missed during the break. However, you missed nothing during the break. It ceased right after we hit pause. So with a ball and a strike here, it is Hewitt still on the hill. The pitch on the way. Drops one down towards the second baseman, who will throw to Ricky Brown and get the out. So Pierce to Brown for the first out of the bottom half of the fourth. Dodgers down to their final nine outs, and since they are the away team, top of the seventh could be the final inning of this game, and playing defense certainly does not get them any more runs. However, it can stop the bleeding here. First night game, or first real night game of the year. A lot of these games starting at 6 o'clock. First real night broadcast since us going out to New Britain, Connecticut for the high school. That went high, pop-up. Going down the third baseline, foul territory. Correa gets out there, but not in time. Now, this is the first real game under the lights since the game out in New Britain, Connecticut. The WHS New Britain High School game, which I believe was the final game of the year. Either it was that or it was Newington. That was the final regular season game of the year. Certainly was not a great time. Ball number one, WHS dropped that game. I believe it was 3-2, very close game out in Beehive Stadium, a beautiful field. The pitch on the way. That'll be a ball low. So a 2-1 count, two balls, one strike. Certainly not what Westfield is after. There's strike number two and an even count, a 2-2 count. So Weathersfield baseball losing in the second round of the playoffs in the high school tournament. Here's ball number three. And now the pitch. Cracks one into left, but it is caught. And two gone in the inning. And as it turns out, the softball game in right field did progress faster than this. That game has officially ended, so there are no games other around the field to keep you updated on. Or at least I believe not. So now it is only this game, only this field. Out of three fields, only one will remain lit up, I believe, at least. And now the pitch. Pops one foul. This will come down. Almost on top of the dugout. Not really. Went behind home plate. And so, Dodgers looking to try and close out the fourth. Bring it into the fifth. Down by three. If they can close the gap here. Bottom of the fourth. Took us about an hour and 10 minutes to get through the first three innings. And now it might take us about 6 minutes to get through the fourth inning. Which is shocking in its own right. That now they're going to hurry up the game considering it is 10:25 at night. That one into left field and a base hit. That will be an easy stand-up single for number 14, and Willebrew gets one on base. Again, winner plays tomorrow night. That will be tomorrow night's game here in Willimantic. So either Willebrew will play again or Weathersfield will play again. Only one will advance, considering the spots in the tournament. 7 through 10 all played single elimination. The worst team in the league, number 10, the Singing Surgeons, were eliminated a few hours earlier, a score of 7-6, pushing their overall record to 0-27 on the year. However, that was not a regular season game, so it will not go 0-27. They will be 0-1 in tournament play, 0-26 in the regular season record. They've won one game over the past two regular seasons, one last year, none this year. Drops a ground ball, second baseman grabs the out along the baseline, and that will put away this inning. We go final nine innings of the game and final nine outs of the game, final three innings as well. It's 4-1 Ridges when we return. And so, it is now for the fifth inning here in tonight's game. Top five, Brian Finelli Jr. now standing in. Brian Finelli Jr. takes the first pitch, strike number one. And everybody looking to play three up, three down innings for the remainder of tonight's game. If they manage, pitch that one. Check swing for a ball. 1-1 is the count. The next pitch called strike number two. And a 1-2 count to Brian Finelli Jr. Trying to spark the rally. Swung on and missed, but the ball got away from him. No, he'll be out on the swing, apparently. Finelli Jr. is out. So one gone here in the inning. And Nico Piscopo, last time he was up, it was the third inning. Had some problems on second base with a shortstop. Almost got into a fight there. After the inning, almost got into a fight with the pitcher. And there's strike number one. And I think the pitcher would love nothing more but to strike him out. And Piscopo would love nothing more than to crush one out of the park. And there's ball number one and an even count. So the feeling of hatred here between these two is mutual. Here's the 1-1. In the dirt, ball number two. So a 2-1 count here. And the windup, he fires off the 2-1 pitch. Looks at the knees, ball number three. Piscopo trying to maybe walk his way on to first base. And the 3-1 pitch. Ball number four, he will walk him. So one strike and then four straight balls. Five pitches for that inning, or for that at bat, and this brings up Zach Sager. Sager looking to try and get Piscopo over to second one more time. Last time these guys came to the plate, it was bases loaded, just couldn't seal the deal. That one up to the third baseman. They fired a second for one. First, they pull two, and that puts away the top of the fifth. Unbelievable. We will go into the bottom half of the fifth inning. Again, final three innings, potentially final six outs for Willebrew. We'll be right back. It's 4-1. And we're back here about an hour and 20 minutes into the broadcast. Surprisingly, it took faster to finish the fourth and the fifth than it did, I believe, to even finish the first inning. So it's surprising. A double play to end the top half of the fifth for the Dodgers. Dodgers now on defense and the Ridges on offense here, bottom half of the fifth inning. Hewitt still on the hill. He gave up two runs earlier in the game. That was all in the third. High pop up. That will come right in front of the fence. And Sager was running full speed. Almost collided with Ricky Brown. So he almost collides with Brown, and they were both running full speed right in to the fence. That one, very interesting, the predicament there. So one strike now. So with that 0-1 count, Dodgers looking to try and finish up here. And there's a strike. So two strikes now. And that one, a chop ground ball over to second, throws to first, he's out. And again, that goes Pierce to Brown. So again, Pierce to Brown ends up finishing. And so, and the pitch, high fly ball heading deep left field. It is off the wall. 44 rounding first. Still go for two, and he will hold at second with a double with one out in the inning. Fantastic start here. Fantastic start here, and some motorcyclists going by. A motorcyclist popping a wheelie along the speed bump. Don't try that at home. And the pitch pops one foul over the fence and over the road as well. Runner on second, one out. And the pitch, that will be low at the knees. So there's a ball, number 13 here. So one out, a runner on first base. Or sorry, a runner on second base. That one swung on and missed. Strike number two, I believe. Two strikes. Dodgers looking to try and finish this one up. Down 4-1, trying to make it to the sixth inning. There's another ball. If they make it to the sixth, they could potentially have this game not exactly wrapped up. Here's the pitch. That one is cracked through the gap in first and second. Right over the right field. The right fielder drops it. They're going to send the runner home from third. He will score, and it is a 5-1 lead. And down by four. Again, no mercy rule here, but at this point in the game, This time, about 10:36 at night, just past 10:30, it is 5-1 in the fifth inning. Would you cut the game short by an inning and finish it off in the sixth? The Dodgers scored one in the first, haven't done anything since then. This pitcher actually giving up three runs. It was Quesner who gave up two, and it's Hewitt that gave up three. So if anyone's getting credited for a loss, I believe it would be Hewitt, especially since he comes in around the second inning and pitches all the way into the fifth. And a late game here. That one cracked along towards the shortstop. Fires over to second for one. First, he will not get the out at first. That one was close. But two outs now and a runner on first. Looks like some of the players in disbelief. And as Bob Uecker from Major League would put it, I think we got hosed on that one. And so, possible double play. Won't go. And that looked like definitely a tie, and the runner definitely got there. Very close call. Personally, I think he was actually safe. It's ball one. It looked like a tie. Very close. The throw to Brown from Pierce. That went from, I think, Piscopo to Pierce. Pierce got the out at second. Tried to relay the throw to Ricky Brown. Brown just didn't get it in time. That one, ball number two. Again, a cold night here in Willimantic. A lot of folks actually bringing sweatshirts and windbreakers into tonight's game, something I don't think I would see at all here. That one will be out, something I don't think we have seen at all. All season, I think, especially at this point in the season. And that one will be a strike there. So definitely this point in the season, you would not expect the fans to start bringing in hoodies, but it is that time, nearing fall, swing and a miss. Call it a strike, they'll throw to first. They'll get the force at first base. And we will go into the sixth inning. Top half of the sixth, here we come. It is the score of 5-1, Ridges. And here we are, top of the sixth. Pitcher on the way, it's fouled off. Strike number one. Top of the sixth, some good news on the baseball front. Red Sox win against the Royals. They win 7-4 on top of Kansas City. For those of you that are Red Sox fans, that's certainly some good news. Especially for me, snapped an 8-game losing streak tonight after losing to the Rays and Yankees. 4-game series swept. Got swept both times. A good single into left field for Brendan Pierce. And this will bring up Hewitt. It'll be Christian Spooches jogging over to third base. And the pitch. Up high, and that'll be ball number one. So a runner on first, nobody out here. Top half of the sixth inning. Score remains a 5-1 after the fifth inning. Ridges put another one up there. That's a ball, and it's low. So getting set. Pitch on the way. That will be another ball. I believe ball number three. That one in the dirt. The Dodgers just about this close to getting two base runners here late in a game they need to win. That will be called strike number one. It looked like that almost got him in near the pants, actually, near the thighs. I think I actually saw a breeze come off there from the fastball. So inside, but still called a strike. Swings and misses. Strike two. And Hewitt now, because of one bad call. 2-3, a full count. A strike, and we get one out. A ball, we get two on, and a base hit. We might see either the same result as a walk, or runners on the corners, or a double. variant of things can happen. That one, however, in the dirt, and that will be a walk. So that will put two on and nobody out. Rob Correa now batting. Correa getting set. Clearly an interesting time here. Looks like the first baseman shifting in. Correa watches it go by. Strike one. Doesn't like that call. It's strike one to Rob Correa. 10:43, almost 11 at night here. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. With nobody out, two on. And out here, and then bringing up Ricky Brown. And here's the pitch. That one up high, ball. Off the check swing. Here's the pitch. That one, a ball, gets away. Runner almost going from second to third. However, not quite. And the pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, and Correa goes down swinging. The runners will hold as it looks like Pierce almost took off for third. Ricky Brown coming up with one out and two on here, top of the sixth inning. Final five outs of the game for the Dodgers. Again, clearly not what they had in mind coming into tonight's game. Here's the pitch. That will be ball number one. And the pitch. That one, a check swing, a ball, and now it looks like both runners are caught up here. Hewitt will take second. It looks like Pierce in a rundown for third. He will accept being out. Hewitt will take second. And so now two outs, but a runner 180 feet from home. And that's got to be the most confusing thing I've seen all season. Why would Hewitt go over to take second? And where it looks like Pierce could have had third. He was caught in a rundown, couldn't go back to second because Hewitt was there. Otherwise, the runners would have doubled up and it would have been an easy out at first and second. That was the most confusing part of the game, I think. And now two gone here in the sixth inning. A 1-1 count. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Brown. That will be called ball number two. A 2-1 count. And now the pitch. That one will actually get away from the catcher. So had that whole base running situation worked out, that might have turned into a 5-2 scenario. Pierce would have come home. But instead it will be Hewitt taking third. And we would have had Hewitt on second at this point. And then it would be Brendan Pierce coming across the plate. However, that scenario did not work out did not come to fruition. They will ask for another baseball here after the wild pitch. So a 2-1 count. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Brown. Cracks one high. This will go center right. Shallow right field, actually. And he drops it. He doesn't get to it. Ricky Brown gets to first. The run will score. Hewitt will come across, and it's 5-2. And the Dodgers will add the second run of their night. Steve DeRosa now batting. Is DeRosa comes in with a runner on first for Ricky Brown. I don't know if they would pinch run for Ricky Brown or what. And they will. They will bring in Rob Correa to pinch run for Ricky Brown. So Brown coming off. Brown is, you may have seen, not the fastest runner. So he will walk off. A clutch hit into shallow right. That one fouled off by DeRosa. But a clutch hit in this one. Definitely important. A clutch hit for the Dodgers, making it a three-run ball game. 5-2. Here's the pitch. That one nearly getting him. He has to jump out of the way, and that's a ball. And DeRosa, it looks like the Ridge is in some trouble here. Again, two outs in the sixth inning. Still up by three in a win-or-go-home scenario. Winner playing tomorrow night back here in Willimantic. DeRosa swings and misses for a strike. But again, winner comes back tomorrow night and plays in the second round. Dodgers have had not so much success in the playoffs. This is their second year as a team in the Twilight League. They've spent 1 year last year. They're an expansion team last year. And now, playing in their second season. Got, I believe, eliminated by the Singing Surgeons last year. Steve DeRosa strikes out. That's the third out of the inning. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be right back. It's 5-2. And here we are, bottom half of the sixth inning, potentially the final at-bats for Willebrew. And the Ridges will have successfully moved on to the second round, potentially, at the end of another six outs. So potentially the final six outs entirely of the ballgame. Three outs for Willebrew, and then it will be the final three outs for Weathersfield in regulation. I believe they have played one extra innings game. They played the Singing Surgeons, ended up beating them in extras. Singing Surgeons again 0-26. If you count their playoff game today, they will have been 0-27. Here's the pitch. Cracked into center field. Center fielder getting under it, and he makes the grab, one down. So a lengthy game here, almost 11 o'clock at night, and a game that was supposed to start at 8:30 ended up starting at 9 o'clock and will have almost been going straight for 2 hours. It's actually about an hour 37 on the broadcast here. So almost an hour 40 minutes of baseball. Give or take a few minutes due to the whole third inning fiasco where we did not cut to break at the end of that half inning. So give or take maybe 2 or 3 minutes off the game time, and that would probably wind you back at about 36, 35, an hour 35, hour 36 of baseball being played. And we're not talking about the entire length of the game with breaks. We're talking about the time they were actually on the diamond playing baseball. That one high, and the shortstop couldn't get it. He drops it. And the shortstop drops the ball out in left field. That was Piscopo. Ends up dropping it. Time will be called. They'll probably dust off the diamond. Dust off home plate. And a runner on first with one out. Very late in the game here. Sixth inning, and hopefully some offense coming back to Weathersfield in the seventh. And try and play 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh. As wishful thinking as that is. Still second season. Takes a few teams a long time to get some championship gold. And, well, the way the Dodgers have played this year, nothing against them, but the way they've played this year, it's just simply is not their year tonight. That one is crushed into left. It goes over his head and bounces over the fence for a ground rule double. So the runners will move to second and third. It hopped. It looked like the left fielder jumped for it, got over him, bounced and went over the fence. For a ground rule double, all with one out. And Hewitt still at the mound. And I don't know why they wouldn't have changed the pitcher after maybe the third run came across allowed by him, or at least given him a mound visit, but not even that tonight. Looks like the shortstop and the rest of the infield shifting in by maybe a step or two. That one fouled off towards the parking lot, actually towards a little garage near that gravel parking lot. There are a few parking lots around here, one down the third baseline and one down here along the first baseline near all the basketball courts. So definitely an interesting layout here in Willimantic. Pitch, that one grounded up towards the shortstop. Trouble with grasping it. A run will score, but an out at first, and that brings in two with a runner on third, and that makes it a 6-2 game, and it is back to a four-run gap. And it looks like some of the fans have started filing out. And by some, I mean two. Two fans begin to file out of their seats here. Clearly, it looks like this game may be over. 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth with two outs. That one fouled off down the third baseline for strike number one. Clearly not what anyone had expected coming into tonight's game. And no one really expected this to happen. Looks like some confusion here with the amount of baseballs. It looks like the ump doesn't have any. It was just a foul ball, and there's one coming out of the Willebrew dugout. And this game will continue. So it looks like they were almost out of extra baseballs, and they were going to stop the game. What a tragedy that would have been. That one up to the shortstop. He'll fire to Brown and get the third out. We'll go into the top half of the seventh inning, possibly last chance saloon for the Dodgers to swing in to the second round. Again, last chance saloon, or last call to bring these guys into the second round of the tourney this year. We'll be right back, top of the seventh. And we're back here with the top half of the seventh inning, final inning here, for the Dodgers to potentially win this game, and Nico Spuches to lead things off. Takes ball number one, so potentially the final inning of the Dodgers season. And it seems pretty likely that this is indeed the final inning of the Dodgers season. There's ball number two. And now the 2-0. Ball number three. They are not swinging at any of these pitches, and I don't blame them. A lot of them falling short into the dirt or up high. Here's the next pitch. Called strike number one. Looked like Spuches was going to lay down a bunt there and try and run it out. Didn't run it out, though. Might have been called a ball. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. Pitch swung on and missed, strike three, and off three straight balls, miraculously, he swings and misses three straight times. Brian Finelli Jr. now batting. After this, it's the power part of the order where a lot of the top hitters come into bat. Brian Finelli Jr., a face we haven't seen in a while. That one low, actually bouncing right on top of the plate, ball number one. But Finelli Jr., a face we haven't seen in a long time. Don't know where he's been. Certainly it wasn't Dodger baseball. That one over to third. Throws to first. The throw gets away. Finelli Jr. is going to round it for second. That one got all the way to the fence. He will hold it second off the error. That might have been the most exciting part of tonight's game. I have not seen Finelli run that fast almost all season. That is phenomenal to watch. I think people would pay good money to see that happen. Anyway, here is Nico Piscopo, the top part of the order, or at least the top hitter part of the order. It is Piscopo, possibly Sager next, I believe. So Piscopo definitely looking. He gets a home run, potentially. And it's a big if. If there is a home run, that will add two and make it 6-4. That would make it a two-run game. Now, then it might not be impossible, but they all do this with one out and now one strike with a swing and a miss. So all of this would have to come together with one out in the ballgame already. Final two outs of the game, and Willebrew is this close to closing it out. That one going up to the shortstop, and he doesn't get it. It bounces off him. Piscopo gets to third. Finelli barely beats the throw to third, and runners on the corners with one out. And Zach Sager to bat next, and again, phenomenal base running by Finelli Jr. Haven't seen this from him all season. He is running like the wind, I tell you. I've seen him run fast maybe one other time in the season, and that was against Beryl Realty, and that was the walk-off win off account of darkness. This one is popped high. This one going first baseline. It is dropped in fair territory. The runner's out at second, though, and that makes it two outs, but Sager gets to first, and that was fair. And so two outs here in the seventh inning. Now it looked like that was going to go for a foul ball. I don't know. They could have turned two off of that had they caught it. So had they, I mean, they did drop it. Could have gone to first and then to second, put away the game, but they didn't. And Sager is up there. All with runners on the corners. Would have needed the bases loaded and then a home run only to tie the game. So it would have taken a grand slam, the greatest effort to tie the game here in the seventh, albeit with one out. And then now they have to do that, or they have to do what they can with two on, two out, and a 1-1 count. Certainly not ideal conditions, I would say. And the pitch on the way. That one, ball number two. Finelli on third. And it is Sager on first. Runners on the corners. Finelli sparked it, and now they have to try and finish it. Swung on and missed, strike two, and Pierce is down to his final strike. Brendan Pierce is going to try and keep this game alive, at least score one more run and make it 6-3. Still, at least it was not a shutout. And we will see you. Drops a foul one, and that one-liner didn't go. Looks like they didn't set that one up. Now I feel stupid. But now settling in with the foul ball, two strikes. And here's the pitch. Swung on and a miss, but it's a wild pitch. They'll take off for the bases, but that's the out at first. And we will see you next season. And so, we thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast, and we also thank you for sticking with us throughout the entire season, as for the first time, the Connecticut Twilight League has had a team being broadcasted all season. Yes, this was the first time, and I am the first of my kind to do this. So, we thank you for sticking with us through the thick and thin of this season for the Dodgers. We hopefully will get to see you in a few nights, possibly tomorrow from Riverfront Park and Glastonbury for the remainder of the CTL tournament and do a special presentation of the Connecticut Twilight League tournament all the way until Muzzy Field. And that would be a phenomenal sight. But we thank you, the fans, for listening. Also, a special thanks to Scott Dixon, the president of the Connecticut Twilight League, allowing me to do this. Thank you also to Christian and Nico Spooches, the two owners of the Weathersfield Dodgers. I actually reached out to them to do this, and they were the ones that gave me the go-ahead, as well as Scott Dixon, the league president. So we give our sincerest thanks to them. We also thank you, the fans, who have listened to this season. So your final score is 6-2 here, and that marks the end of the 2019 season for the Weathersfield Dodgers. Once again, we thank you for listening. I'm James Clark, signing off one more time for Weathersfield Dodgers baseball. It's been a great season, and hopefully we either A, will see you in, I believe, tomorrow from Riverfront Park, or B, we will see you in the fall on the Weathersfield Eagles Athletic Network. Now that this season is over, I seriously ask of you, the most I can do is ask of you, the fans, to go over, if you're not already, and support the Eagles Athletic Network. That's where I do the remainder of the broadcasts you will hear all year up until May, which is when we will come back to Dodger baseball. So, also very cold tonight, so we're definitely thankful for being able to go back to a nice warm house at the end of this game. But we thank you for listening, definitely. I seriously do appreciate the fans that do listen to this game, as well as the Dodgers players appreciate the fans that come out to Weathersfield High School, as well as that CTL Summer Classic out at Dunkin' Donuts Park. But we will see you in the fall on the Eagles Network, or we will see you in a few days from Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. One final time, I'm James Clark, signing off from the Dodgers Network. We will see you hopefully soon.